full of anticipation of the imminent arrival of a new espresso machine, I've kitted out my kitchen with celebratory balloons, red, blue, and white, in theme of this year, 2012, where we had, of course, the Jubilee, the Golden Jubilee, or was it even a Platinum Jubilee? I don't know. It was a Jubilee for the Queen. She's been in her position, reigning this country for 60 years. That was the one thing. Then, of course, we've had the Olympics. And so the colors that are dominating the nation are, of course, red, white, and blue. Colors of the Union Jack. But now, of course, what am I waiting for? I'm waiting for the Rocket R58 espresso machine. Now, by no means does that mean that Sylvia will be just pushed aside, because after all, I owe a lot to Sylvia. So I've taken a nice photograph. You can still see that she's in the background. She's also in anticipation of welcoming a machine that's going to run alongside her and evaluate all these different coffees that I am gradually and increasingly being sent to evaluate. Now, the only reason why I needed to upgrade a machine and put a Rocket machine through its paces is because Sylvia, although she is a really stable machine, and as I said, I've learned a lot on her, all my barista skills that I've honed so far are due and thanks to Sylvia, but she has the limitations. She's not a dual boiler. She's not even a heat exchanger. She has a beautiful boiler that heats up very regularly and to a very consistent temperature. And in its extraction, she's very consistent as well. And of course, I look after her like I would a child. You know, I just pamper her. And so she's been serving me very well for 2 years now. So it was time to really, upgrade. And what that Rocket can do, first of all, it's a dual boiler and it's got a PID. You know, not only will I be able to extract and froth at the same time, I will be able to exactly dial in the temperature I want. Now, why is that important? It's because various profiles, roasting profiles, the lighter the bean, the higher the temperature, really to extract all the goodness out of it. So the other interesting thing will be, of course, to find the perfect temperature for each roast that I'll be sent and that I'll evaluate, that I'll taste and that I'll report on. So it's exciting times here, and my kitchen almost needs an extension because I've got so many coffee related things and paraphernalia around me. So just to keep you posted, the Rocket machine will be arriving today.